A standoff over vaccinations continues in Chicago between the mayor and the city's police union. The deadline for police officers to report their vaccination status was on Friday. Any officers who failed to do so were placed on unpaid leave. And over the weekend, the police department informed officers they could be fired if they don't comply with the reporting requirement. Patrick Smith has been following this for WBEZ and joins us now. Hi, Patrick.
Hey.
So we spoke with you last week, and at the time you had talked with the police union president, John Catanzara, and he warned that half the department might not be on duty over the weekend. Did that happen?
No, it did not. It was really a normal weekend. You know, the union's prediction of the city being down at least half of its police force was based on city officials, as you mentioned, saying that anyone who didn't comply with the policy and provide their vaccination status would have their pay withheld, which would obviously mean they wouldn't be working. But late last week, I think after we talked, city officials made it clear that they wouldn't be taking any action this weekend. They said they needed time to figure out who was and was not in compliance, make sure it wasn't just an oversight or some sort of mistake, that sort of thing. You know, the union framed it as the city essentially blinking in this stare down they're having. Well, city leaders are at least trying to make it seem like this is just normal functioning and that it was always going to go this way. But anyway, we haven't seen the impact. We haven't seen officers put on no pay status yet because of this policy.
And I guess that would impact something else that you told us, and that was that the governor was offering to deploy the National Guard to help assist. Did that happen? Do you know the latest on that?
That did not happen. You know, as far as I know, that offer still stands. You know, Mayor Lori Lightfoot was asked about that here, and she didn't say, yes, we'd take them up on that offer or not. She sort of said, I don't want to get into hypotheticals. But, you know, we are still at a point now where if each side holds true, eventually, theoretically, we would face some sort of officer shortage. It's not clear when exactly that's going to happen or sort of what's going to go down with this ongoing sort of game of chicken between the union and the city.
Right. What options are open to Mayor Lightfoot to either negotiate with or force the union to comply?
Right. You know, I mentioned we didn't see any officers forced off the job this weekend, but it was sort of kicking the can down the road, right? If Catanzara is even close to being right about the numbers of officers who are not going to comply with this policy, and if Mayor Lightfoot sticks to the policy she set and that she has adamantly defended, then eventually there's going to be a bunch of officers who will be told not to come to work. You know, it seems like the city is left without very many good options. You know, either you sort of break on this policy and say, yeah, we can't actually tell our police officers what to do, or you end up with this shortage and things like possibly calling in the National Guard or who knows what else. Having said that, there are now a couple of legal cases around this that are sort of making their way through the courts here. I could see a scenario where city leaders say we're going to wait for the legal process to play out before we take any action. It's a way to not exactly back down, but not have to have this looming issue sort of confront the city anytime soon.
Right. And this vaccine mandate is for all city employees. That is Patrick Smith with WBEZ in Chicago, Illinois, talking with us about the standoff over vaccinations that continues in Chicago between the mayor and the city's police union. Patrick, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.